So let's review. Our shir began with the continuation of Hilchas Bir B'Shmita. Tanaban, Oichlim ba'anovim ad sheyichlu deloya shel oichel. We may eat grapes until they are no longer available in oichel, a place that has a lot of vineyards. The Brisa continues to list other types of produce and their respective shas habir based on specific locations where they generally grow. Verminu, the Gemara asks that there is another Brisa that says, Oichlim ba'anovim ad Pesach. We may eat grapes until Pesach, and other types of produce until their respective times. The Gemara gives two answers. Both brises may be referring to the same time, because they generally coincide. The first brise expressed it in terms of location, and the second brise expressed it in terms of time of the year. The first brise says that the deadline can be extended if the fruits are still available in certain places, while the second brise gives a specific deadline. Parenthetically, the Gemara cites a brisa that gives four simanim, links between certain places and things that are generally found in those places, and explains their halachic relevance. Siman laharim, milin, mountains have gallnut trees. Siman la'amakim, dekalim, valleys have date palms. Nafkemina lebikurim, it is relevant to the halachas of bikurim, which must be brought mimakim mishubach, from fruits that grow in the best possible places. Therefore, we do not bring bikurim from dates that grow in the mountains or from grain that grows in the valley. Similar in the Chalim Kanim, streams have reeds. Nafkemina l'nachal Eisen, the procedure of the Egla Rufa must be performed at a nachal, a stream which has reeds. Similar Shvela Shikma, plains have sycamore trees. Nafkemina l'mekech hamemker, if somebody agrees to sell a plain, the land must have sycamore trees. This nafkemina is relevant for the other three simanim as well. If a person sells a mountain, it has to have gallnut trees. A valley being sold must have date palms, and a stream being sold must have reeds. The next Mishnah teaches other halachas that depend on minhag makom. Zok the Mishnah, makom shenogu limker behema daka l'nachrim, meichrin. Makom shelo yenogu limker e'machrim. When it comes to selling small animals to non-Jews, a person follows the minhag makom. U'b'chol makom ein meichrim lehem behema gasa, but we may never sell large animals to non-Jews. There's a machlekes tanoim if we may sell a large animal that is shavura, maimed. And also machlekes whether we may sell a horse, since it is used exclusively for riding, which would only be asur midrabbanan for a Jew to do on Shabbos in the first place. The Mishnah continues, Makom shenagu lechol tzli b'leili p'sachim oichlin. Makom shenagu shelo lechol ein oichlin. As far as eating roasted meat at the Seder, a person should follow the minhag makom. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, asur lo la'adam sheyoy mebasa zeh l'pesachu. One may not say, this meat is for Pesach. Because it looks like he's being makdish it as a carbon and eating kachem outside of Yerushalayim. The Gemara asks that the Brisa says that the Rabban only had a problem with Taitis Ishraimi, encouraging people to eat a gedi makulas, a goat roasted whole as a zecher for the carbon Pesach, but seemed to have no problem with roasted meat. The Gemara answers, makulas leishna amr leishna loyamr. Gedi makulas, a whole goat, is also whether you declare it to be for Pesach or not. But regular roasted meat is also only if you say it is for Pesach. The Gemara makes two points about the Brisa of Taitis Ishraimi. First, it must be authored by Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, it would not be a problem of appearing like Kachim, because it was not donated in the normal way, and that would void the entire declaration of Kachim. Second, the Rabbanan did not put Taitis Ishraimi in Cherim, because he was a very important person. The Gemara asks, Gavra Rabba Hava or Bala Greifen Hava? Was he a great man or a strong man who intimidated the Rabbanan? The Gemara answers that, based on two other things we know about Titus, he must have been a great man. First, he explained that Chananya Mishael Vazaria allowed themselves to be thrown into a Kivshan Eish, a fiery furnace to make a Kiddush Hashem, because they learned from the Tzvardim, the frogs in Mitzrayim who were willing to jump into the ovens even though they have no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Second, he would give the Tamid HaChacham an opportunity to earn money by giving them merchandise to sell. The next Mishnah continues with another halacha that depends on minhag makom. It's like the Mishnah, Makom shenagu lahadlik es haner b'leili yom kippur madlikin, makom shenagu sheloi lahadlik ein madlikin. In the place where they light candles in the house on Yom Kippur night, we follow the minhag, and the place where they don't light, we also follow the minhag. The Brisa explains that both minhagim are intended to discourage people from tashmish hamita, which is asur Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yechon cites a machlokes that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds that when Yom Kippurim is on Shabbos, we do light a candle in the house when they cover our Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. And Chacham disagree and hold that even when Yom Kippurim is on Shabbos, we should not light a candle in the house. Tangentially, the Gemara says, Amar Bihuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Mavarchan Ala Or Ela B'Maitzi Shabbos, Hoyel V'Tchilis B'Yasehu. The Bracha of Bayim Ar Ha'esh is recited only on Matzah Shabbos, because that is when fire was first created. Rabbi Yechanan says, Mavarchan Ala Or B'Maitzi Matzah Shabbos, B'Maitzi Matzah Yom Kippurim, V'Chein Amar Davar. Bayim Ar Ha'esh is recited both on Matzah Shabbos and Yom Matzah Yom Kippurim. And that is the accepted custom. Rashi explains, Hoyel V'Davar Chadashu, Shenesr B'Kol Ha'yoyim V'Achshav Nenu Menu, because the fire was forbidden all day, and now one can enjoy its benefits. This discussion continues on the following daf.